Scared
okay, here we go. It's on. No countdown. Forget it. Forget it. Welcome, everybody, to Gritty Knows Best. This is episode 6, take fucking 3. Take thres. Trace.
Trace.
Why? Because I'm a jackass. Well, the first time is definitely my fault. Definitely my fault. The first time we tried to film or record this episode, 2 hours, basically when the episode was over, I realized there was no memory card in the fucking machine. So that's all on the big dog. Let me make sure it's in there now. Okay, it's there. It's there. That's on the big dog. That's on me. Tonight, we tried to do it again. When I bounced the audio, there was some crickling and crackling and audio technical difficulties that I don't know how they got there, okay? I got to figure that one out. It may have been Justin's headset, but then again, Mo, who's not on this episode because he's asleep, it is 4 a.m, his side sounded the same way. So if this bounces with the cracks and the crickling and all, it's gonna have to go out. I don't know. Point is, this is the third time we're going to do it, and we're not going to do it the same way we did the first one. This is a brand new episode. We have scrapped most of what we said on the other one because we're not going to reiterate ourselves 12 fucking times. It's going to be boring. It's going to be boring, man. So this is it. New episode. Now, it's just me and my buddy over there. Now, Mo is asleep, like I said, but I do have my bro, Mr. 1,000 subscribers today. Okay, today is the day that this guy... Today.
Yesterday.
Today. It's whatever. Yesterday is the day that he has now reached 1,000 subscribers, probably over now, on his YouTube channel, on his return YouTube channel. Okay, he has a bunch of videos up there now. We'll get into that, but let's give it up for Mr. 1000, Mr. Comeback to YouTube, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin.
What's up?
Now give him the what's up.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're able to do another episode because what a fucking waste.
It is.
What a waste. I mean, I think that the 6th episode is cursed.
It might be
cursed.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to talk a little bit about what we talked about on that episode, and then we're gonna skate past that into some other stuff. All right?
Yeah.
Basically, what the 6th episode was about, the first two, was us talking all about porn. We were talking about OnlyFans, we were talking about our favorite cam website, Chatterbait, and we were talking about porn addiction and how porn affects us, how our relationships with porn. We were talking about OnlyFans and we were asking the question, was it worth it? For me and Justin, we don't think OnlyFans is really worth it for us. We don't really pay attention to it. We subscribe to like 4 of them.
Yep.
Each one of us subscribe to 4. And we don't pay attention to it. We really don't like it that much for a myriad of reasons. It's just, it's not for us. OnlyFans is not for me. It's not for the big dog. And it's not for Sim over there.
It's not for me. No.
Not for him. We're not dropping dollars on OnlyFans so we can see the same chick over and over again every month and we forget we have it. I fucking ended up paying for OnlyFans like 3 months in a row because I forgot I had it because I wasn't even using it. Not saying OnlyFans is bad. Not saying that. It's just not for us.
Not for us.
I have a short attention span. I can't be paying attention to the same OnlyFans all the time. That's not where I want my full source. You know, that's where I don't want my source to come from. I don't want that the only source of porn I'm watching. You know what I mean? Even though I did state on the last episode that I'm not watching as much porn lately. Which is another thing. If I'm not watching it that much lately, why am I going to get OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool if you like it. It's whatever. Any discussion on that?
No, it's not for me.
Not for him?
I'll spend my money somewhere else.
And we'll talk about where we're going to spend your money.
Yes, sir.
Because we don't like OnlyFans. But we do like our favorite cam site, Chatterbait.
Yes.
Great, great, great camming website, okay? If you don't want to pay for OnlyFans and you want a better experience, You got to be on Chatterbait, baby. It's like the best. We've been on it for weeks. Mo put us on it. Me and Justin are late on the camming game. Yeah. Way late. We weren't thinking about that. We were old heads watching Pornhub and Xvids and all that other shit.
Yep.
But if you guys want a good campsite, you hit up Chatterbait, okay? And not only because it's a campsite and you see all kind of crazy shit. You see girls doing solos, guy, girl. You see girl, girl. It is not only really a source of pornography for us. It is a major source of entertainment.
Yeah.
Chatterbait, it's not just porn. It's entertainment. That's going to be their slogan. I'm selling that to them right now. Because basically when you get on the website, it's 24-hour cam shows, okay? But when you put up something like that where it's not much, it's not a big barrier for you to make your own show, there's a lot that gets in there. There's a lot of crazy stuff you can see. I mean, the first time I signed on to Chatterbait, I fell in love with this stream, which was a girl making macaroni and cheese, smoking cigarettes, talking about Trump. And she was hot. And she just got naked, and they have like vibrators in them, and if you pay some tokens, it just vibrates it. You pay them to do like a bunch of shit that they. It's wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
But there's a bunch of stuff you can see aside from just like the typical porn, and we ran down that on the last episode. We'll run down the list quickly again. You can see things like women playing the guitar or men playing the guitar, fully nude. And that's just the least of it. Like I said, macaroni and cheese, smoking cigarettes, talking about Trump.
Girls yodeling.
Oh, yeah. I have a clip because Justin and Momo were watching this girl the other night, and she was fucking yodeling naked for no reason. This girl must have been high on something. But she She wasn't high?
Nope.
Bruh, she was reading Shakespeare.
She might have been high on those plants.
No, she was high on something. To sound like this? Where is it? Hold on. This is what you guys watch. Yep. She was just standing there, twerking, yodeling, reading Shakespeare. What else was she doing? Dropping ranch dressing.
She was drinking soda.
Just nonsense.
Yeah.
You can see stuff like that. There's a lot more creative things. We saw a woman outside, like in the forest or something, inside of one of those torture devices from the Salem witch trials where you got your head and a stock. You got your head and your wrist trapped in this this board. And she had that with clamps on her box, spreading it open.
Yeah.
And then she had like a bunch of other shit. It was insane. You got that. You got the drippy girl.
You got Tom Gritty's favorite thing.
This is not my favorite.
Drippy paste chick.
Drip. You got to be. You want to tell them a little more about that?
So basically, this chick stands there for hours while paste slowly drips out of her vagina.
We don't know what it is.
It is so disgusting. Just picture like medicine in a cup. Slowly dripping.
Medicine out. In a cup.
You know that sticky medicine?
What?
Like the medicine that sticks to the cup, then you try to drink it.
I don't take medicine.
Well, there's medicine that when you go to drink it, it takes
It's like
heaven.
Fucking glue. It looks like glue. Yeah, glue. It looks like glue coming out of her box.
It's disgusting.
Just sits there for hours. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You watch these streams. These people are on for hours. Fucking, sucking, talking, strumming guitars, giving foot jobs. I mean, everything you could imagine is on Chatterbait. Yeah. It is a great source of entertainment. We don't watch TV.
Nope.
We don't. We're not. None of it. News, MTV, fucking none of it. We watch Chatterbait. Okay.
Yep.
Is there anything else that I'm missing from this array of entertaining stream? I mean, you could just sign on and peruse around. You got your occasional, well, a lot. You have a lot of hot people that just stare at the camera and do absolutely nothing. And those are the people I don't tip But me and Simi over there, we are definitely interested. Well, I tip. He hasn't tipped yet.
Not yet.
I tip people on ChatterBait sometimes when I'm feeling generous, because it is an entertaining thing. It's not really just for, like, sometimes I'll jerk off to it, no lie. But most of the time, I'm watching it just, I have it on in the background at work, like, not at my job, but while I'm working on, like, stuff for the podcast or anything like that, I'll have it on in the background, and shit will just be going on. Just wild stuff.
And it's free. You tip if you want to.
You tip if you want, unless they go into a private show.
Or you can just watch and let other people tip.
Yeah, you could just, that's what Sim does. Basically, everybody. You sit there and you wait for some big guy, some big baller to come and drop like a super amount of tokens. And that's when shit gets wild. They start getting on vibrating dildos and they got machines now. It gets crazy on ChatterBait, man.
Yeah.
It is so entertaining, the shit you hear, the stuff you see. And before this, we're sick people. We're not entertained by normal things, I guess.
Nope.
Because before this, we loved Periscope. Now, I don't know if anybody knows what Periscope is, but it's basically Instagram Live. It was just picture Instagram Live, but that's all the app was.
In 2015.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I was addicted to it. I was addicted to Periscope. Day and night. I didn't stream myself, but I just watched. You would go on and you would be met with a map, and you click on the map, say, oh, let's see what's going on in San Francisco. Or, hey, let's see what's going on in Canada. Maybe it's a preacher. Maybe it's somebody playing board games. And if you go into the Bronx at 2 a.m. on the map, you'll see somebody sucking dick.
Yeah.
It was insane, the shit you see. And then you follow people. So, like, people will come on at regular times. Cardi B was big on that. She had a pretty big following on Periscope. Almost a cameo. That's another thing, fucking cameo. Periscope. That was like our source of entertainment for a while. We don't really like, I don't know. We like underground shit.
Yeah.
We like weird stuff.
Yep.
So, and you pay if you want on ChatterBait, which I've done. I loved it. I just dropped some tokens on somebody today.
I'll do it eventually.
Yeah. Justin's talking a lot of shit because he has this girl he's been watching for like months and he's never even tipped her a fucking dollar. She's just slaving away. This girl's on for hours and hours and hours. He's watching, jerking off, doing all this stuff. She's slaving away in Russia in front of this cam. And this guy just doesn't even give her a token. Not one.
Listen, I'll tip her. I'll buy her a couch.
Buy a couch. Trust me, she's probably richer than us. But we should be supporting it.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned this on the pod. I mentioned this on that episode that I am very happy about the time that we're in this world, that we can have people making their money like this if they want to, and they're not in the big porn industry, because there's a lot of shady shit that goes on there from what I hear, and I'm sure more will be exposed as time goes on, you know? So one of my favorite, like, whenever I kind of like watch OnlyFans or something, it would be somebody that's retired from the industry, so I would hear a lot about people like from them. Not that the whole industry is bad, but I guess, you know, it's good to be independent, to be an independent creator, which I'm happy about. I find that to be tremendous about this time. And no, I don't mean just independent creator as, you know, you're creating a video of yourself sucking dick. That's fine. That's cool. But it's a great time to be an entrepreneur. It's a great time to create something. And it's an even better time to be a consumer, because there's so many different places you can get cool shit.
Yeah.
I just bought this coffee in a tea bags from Emma Chamberlain, a YouTuber. Came to my house. You can make it cold brew. You can make it hot brew. And she made it. You know, she's probably working with a company, but it's her brand. You know, so you don't have to go to Dunkin' Donuts. You don't have to go to these big corporations if you don't want to. And that is in every area of the world right now. T-shirts. Yeah. Wristbands. You can get tons of stuff on Etsy. Independent artists are everywhere on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or Spotify. So it's a great time to make shit, and it's a great time to buy shit from independent people. So I just wanted to get that out the way. In case you're thinking about starting something or creating something, go to Etsy, go to Squarespace, go to Fiverr, and put yourself out there and put your money into some independent creators. You never know what kind of cool stuff you're going to find. I find a lot of cool stuff, independent brands for everything. So take a look out there if you want to. Is that all we need to say about this, our craziness about porn?
I bought merch from Chatterbait.
You did buy merch from Chatterbait, and you loved it.
Yeah, I bought a bundle that a cup, a mouse pad, a notepad, and a pen.
Right.
And it was working.
And I will be getting the pen and the paper because you can't read or write.
I can't read, I can't write, and I'm a crazy bastard. So.
But you did support the platform.
I did.
You supported them, not Polly.
Even though I didn't tip my girl, I supported the platform.
Didn't tip her. She's working hard. Working hard.
I'll tip her.
You're just sitting back like El Jefe.
El Jefe.
So, you know, we talked about porn, but we'll probably talk more about porn in another fucking episode. We're over talking about porn right now.
Yeah.
We're all porn out.
Then Gritty gets his shit together.
When I get my shit together, what my shit's not together? I mean, my shit is definitely not together. what's not together?
Something for us to have to record this 3 times. Something's not together.
My head.
Yeah.
My head's not together. Oh, my God. At least this intro's better than the fucking last one I did. We're 15 minutes in, and a lot was said, unlike the other one, where it was just psychotic rambling.
Yep.
So that's enough about porn. Porn is great, but I think the only message I had was porn's amazing, porn's fantastic. Just watch how much of it you consume and make sure it doesn't have a hold on your life because it could fuck you up in many ways.
Yep.
So just watch how much porn you consume and watch how you consume it and make sure it doesn't distort your perception of reality, sex, or the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. The big dog did all right.
Yep.
That was good. All right. So
you explained everything in 2 seconds?
Bam.
It took 20 minutes.
It took us 2 hours to explain that the last fucking time. So, all right, listen, no more dicks, no more pussies, no more cocks, no more fucking vibrators for the rest of the show. That's it.
Yep.
We're done. No more deep throating.
None
of it. We're moving on. We got bigger, better things to talk about. One of those things is Sim's YouTube career, his comeback. We're not going to get into why you came back we can talk about why you came back a little bit.
Okay.
Because I have, you know, the big dog got something to do with it. So I want to make sure my clout. I want to get my clout in this situation.
Yeah.
But, you could talk a little bit how you got into it. But you're back on YouTube. If anybody doesn't know, you had a pretty big YouTube, I don't want to say career. You had a pretty good moment of...
It was a short spurt.
You had your 15 minutes.
Yes.
Your 15 minutes it's not even 15 minutes because... You put out a bunch of work for a short amount of time on YouTube in 2009, right? You made a bunch of videos at 15.
Yeah.
You left because of hate on the internet.
Harassment.
Hate and harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're back. But while you were gone, your following was still there.
Yes.
Your videos are still up. People have uploaded your videos constantly over the years. We could still see them to this day, whether you like it or not. That's up to you. Whatever. But now you're back on YouTube with a different mindset because you're fucking older. So obviously you're back with a different mindset.
Yes.
You're not wrestling pillows.
Yeah.
You're talking about wrestling. You're more sophisticated now. A little classier now.
A little classy.
So why don't you, so now you're doing reaction videos,
mm-hmm.
right? That's basically the bulk of your work right now.
Right now, yes.
So why don't you tell us how everything's been going with YouTube?
So, everything's been going good.
1K.
I just hit 1K. I've been keeping up with the videos. When I first made the channel, I was like, I'm not going to be a daily YouTuber.
Right.
And now it's like, every day, every other day, the past couple of days, it's been twice.
Because you're a reaction channel, so you picked a good... You picked a good niche to upload frequently.
Yeah.
You can't really run short on reaction videos.
There's always stuff to react to.
And you're reacting to shit from like 10 years ago, so you have a lot of content.
And I'm doing wrestling stuff. I'm doing unboxing stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm having fun doing it.
So you're not only doing reactions, you're doing wrestling predictions, wrestling reviews and unboxings of nerdy things. Pops and shirts and Wonder Woman thongs and stuff. Yeah. You're having a good time.
Yeah.
You're having a good time. Now, why? Because it took you a minute to warm up to the idea of coming back, because right before the coronavirus hit, we were supposed to film a bunch of videos together. Me and Dre were going to come over to your house, and it was going to be a whole different comeback.
Yeah.
But now you took it upon yourself and did your thing. A lot of credit, because you did it all by yourself, basically. You know, you put your channel together and you started pumping out videos like nobody's fucking business.
Yeah. Well, we're in 2020 now. It's been 11 years. And I just felt like it's time. It was time, basically. And
it's time.
I was doing my thing on Instagram, going live, talking to people.
Right, you were going live before you went back on YouTube frequently.
That really boosted my decision to get back on YouTube.
Right, you saw your fan base was there.
Yeah,
they were they're coming back to your lives. You were having fun.
I was having fun.
And that transitioned into you going back to YouTube.
Yep.
Small baby step.
Yes.
Good. And then, how did this even start? I forgot what we were talking about you doing, basically an I'm back video for weeks.
Yes.
Like, you just announcing a channel intro, basically, what you're going to be, what you're going to do. And it was like pulling teeth to get you to do it, but you fucking did it.
Yeah.
And it turned out good.
For me, it's like, I have to be motivated to do something. And I wanted to do it, but I wasn't motivated to make the video, and then I just got up one day and just did it.
Right. Well, yeah, you did one, and then I convinced you to do another one.
Oh, yes, I did one. It sucked.
Which, of course, it's your first video that you're conscious of. The first ones you were doing, you were just running all over the place.
Like, and then I took like 10 days. I made another one.
Right, you took the criticism from everybody.
I was a little intoxicated, so I was loose.
Which helped.
It helped.
That was the advice one of us told you to get lit. Yeah. A little bit, not a lot.
Yeah. And it got a good reception.
People were happy to see you back.
It's still doing good. It got almost 4K, I think.
Right. Well, what have you learned so far? Because you've only been doing it for a few weeks. So what have you, learned from making these videos so far, this comeback?
Well, first of all, I learned how to edit videos.
Right, right.
I learned how to make thumbnails.
The big dog was doing it before. I did edit your first video.
You did a couple? Yes, you did.
But I told you that you should definitely look into just editing it on iMovie, because that's what I used to do for years before I got the big stuff.
Yeah.
And you fucking did it.
And, you know, I learned that there's a lot of work that goes into making videos.
Right.
It's not just filming and posting like I used to do.
A lot of people, I mean, yeah, it depends on the content you make. Some people don't edit. Some people just straight upload. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with it. Everybody has their thing. Trisha Paytas just uploads. But she has a following. I like her. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody, you know, you're not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. I like her. You know, some people make, you know, crazy cinematic videos. When I did my videos, they were kind of, you know, they took more work because I had a script that I usually wrote for a week and I did this and that. So you found your own niche so far. You found your own process so far.
Yeah.
You know, but do you plan on exploring more?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to keep doing the reactions and wrestling stuff, but after the corona, I'm going to do vlogs with you guys.
Well, we do have a surprise. Not a surprise, but we do have something we're working on. You're going to do your first story time.
Yes.
Because we do want to do, for the podcast, an actual interview. We want to do an interview.
Mm-hmm.
So you can explain your whole rise from you becoming Symphuckus, quote unquote, at the time. Why your experience doing that, leaving, and then coming back. It's an interesting story. It's an interesting little story.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll do a whole interview on that. But what was I going to say? Yeah, so we're going to do a story time as a new type of video for you to do. Because that's one video you haven't done yet. You know, you kind of touched it a little bit when you did the intro. That's how you would just be sitting in front of a camera speaking without anything around. So you're going to do a story time next about the time you met Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern Show. Yep. So that should be coming soon. So you are planning on exploring vlogs and story times.
Yep.
Good. That's great. I'm excited. So you're doing thumbnails. You're editing your own videos. You're planning your own videos. Like, you get up and you just fucking... I even told you right before we shot the podcast, just fucking bang a video out. Just get one out. It's not going to... You know, and you did it. You just fucking got one. You got one for tomorrow. You know, you're on the right track. Yep. I'm happy. I'm proud. Because we've been telling you for months. Telling you for years. We've been telling you for years to get back on YouTube. But it's only going to happen when you're ready.
Yeah.
You know? Is there anything that you... You have any, like, goals, or are you just doing it for fun and without any expectation?
Well, right now I'm doing it for fun. I'd like to, you know, in the future make some money off of it. But right now I'm just having fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just having fun.
Right now,
just
yeah.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
You're not interested in the views at all.
A little bit.
You're not a little. Don't give the fans the bullshit. Don't give the listener that bullshit. You are interested in the views.
Every YouTuber is addicted to analytics.
Right, of course. That's what I wanted to say. It's okay, is what I'm saying. It's okay to be like that. You should be. Yes. You should be. You want to know if the people are interested and happy with your work.
Yeah.
You know, so you could take the criticism and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. You are taking criticism well. You know, sometimes.
There hasn't been that much.
No. An occasional. You did have a big blunder with the 6ix9ine video. You want to talk about that real quick? That was the best.
Sure.
The big... That was so funny that you... So this guy...
They all know I can't read, okay?
Oh, man.
And I'm visually impaired. So when I make my reactions, I'm not looking close to my iPad like I usually do. So I'm reacting to 6ix9ine and... His goggles say Yaya, which is the name of the song. I thought they said Tata.
For no reason at all. You just assumed it said Tata when the name of the song is Yaya. So if you see blank, you know, illegible letter A, you just, in your mind, you thought Tata.
Yes.
Now, I need to understand, what is your obsession with Tata? Because the previous night, you were on Chatterbait trying to speak to a girl in Spanish. And you were telling us how great your Spanish was.
Now, it's excellent.
It's excelente.
Excelente.
Okay, so this man is... First of all, I'm fucking half Puerto Rican. I know you pass Spanish too, but obviously I know more than you. I have to because... And I don't know any Spanish, basically. I'm the worst example of any... Spanish person you can ever imagine. We're sitting there. He's like, how do you spell tetas? T-A-T-A-S? I'm like, bro, that's tatas. No, it's tetas. That's tetas. I'm like, bro, that's fucking tatas. I mean, it sounds like I have to pull up a Google search to show you that it's that tetas is not spelled like that. Then you tell me that me gusta means I have. I should have let you just chat with that girl and let her see how crazy you are. How much Spanish you... How excelente your Spanish is.
You should have.
Oh, my God. This guy has been combating me all week. The Spanish is excelente, though. But you know what? Like I said in the episode before this, the horrible episode, the flaws are the fun parts. Like, that's what people like. So I wouldn't edit all that shit out. That'd be fine. And I'm glad you're not editing that stuff out. Like, a lot of people would edit... a lot of stuff out of their videos like that, you know?
Well, I didn't, it amazes me that I didn't even catch it during the editing.
You didn't catch it during, you watched that video at least 5 times.
Yeah, when I was editing, I did not catch it.
This guy. I'm sending you back to Spanish 1.
Send me back to English 1, too.
But you know what, like I said, it's great you're back. You're going to hear a lot more about this. We're going to do the interview. You're going to do your story time. So we'll keep everybody up to date. Is there anything else you want to express about your YouTube channel?
Just stay tuned.
You don't have any goals. Like, you just want to just kind of, like, see where it goes? You don't have any maybe collaborations you want to do? You don't want to collaborate with Trisha Paytas on her bathroom floor? You don't want to do a mukbang with her?
No. I want to collaborate with Dan Long Neck.
You want to collaborate with Long Neck?
Yeah.
Okay, where does he live again?
In California.
Okay. You ever thought about a virtual collaboration somehow?
Yes, but I'd like to do a physical
collaboration. Well, he has come to New York before, and maybe we'll go to LA once this shit's over.
Yeah.
So that's your one collab you want. Long Neck.
Vicky too, Will Vicky.
Will Vicky, shout out to Will Vicky, shout out to Long Neck. Sounds good.
Yeah.
No, and
of course I'd like to get the YouTube plaques, you know.
Put the plaques on the wall.
At least the 10K then.
Right. Well, you need 9K more to go.
Yeah.
Right? Or is my math off? No, you need 9K. Yeah, you need 9K. My math's good. Big dog knows math. Yeah. I know math. All right. So we're gonna get out of that because we're All right. Now, this is where I'm going to stop this episode right here. We went on for like another 30, 40 minutes after this, but that's a 30, 40 minutes that I don't want to play. We ended up getting into some stuff that I said I wasn't going to get into on my podcast, but I ended up doing anyway, and I'm just not going to put it out there. All right, the sixth episode is fucking cursed. Every time we try and do an episode, something happens. We got to cut something out. Somebody said something outrageous that they shouldn't have said and we don't want to put out there, or we end up just talking about stuff that I don't want to talk about. It's a mess. This episode is a freaking mess, and I'm ready to end it. I'm ready to end it right now, which I am. All right. But before I end this, I do want to leave you with like two little anecdotes, okay? Because although this podcast is called Gritty Knows Best, I'm sure you know, I hope you know, that is an ironic title, because I do think I know best, but most of the time, I do not, okay? This podcast was named by Justin because he knows that I think I know everything. But, I mean, it depends on the subject, but a lot of times I don't. Okay, and I'm going to prove it to you right now with these two little things. Listen, on a daily basis, I do things that just shock me, that surprise me, that I'm just like, how could you fucking have even done that? What is your problem? You didn't see that. You didn't realize that. And these are two little examples here to prove to you that Gritty, in fact, is not no best. Even though it can come off that way on my show, I may come off preachy sometimes and like a know-it-all, but this will contradict that right now. Okay. First thing, just something small that happened today that I was just like, what? Like, how the fuck? You know? Like, so I get up and I've been waiting for my hoodie to come, for a new hoodie to arrive, and today was the day. The hoodie came, my nephew brought it to my door, I was like, yes. And I'm looking at the package and I'm just like, why does this look bigger than it should? Why does it look like there are two items in this package? Did they send me something for free? Did they give me the wrong package? No. I ended up ordering two of the same hoodie without realizing it.
Bitch, cause you dumb.
Yes. Because how did I do that? How did I do that? I have no clue how I went through the whole process of ordering this hoodie without realizing that there was two of them in my cart and that I checked out two of them. Listen, this is a great hoodie, but I didn't fucking want two of them, okay? I probably ordered, I know I ordered it like at 4 a.m. one day, just an impulse buy, and I wasn't really thinking, and then I just like went right back to sleep after that, and now I fucking get the package and there's two hoodies in there. What are you going to do? Two beautiful hoodies, one of them is going to go to one of my friends, and that's it. But just the fact that I did all that, the fact that I ordered this damn thing, didn't realize I was ordering two of them until it came to my house, is just incredible. It's just wow. Okay? Number two, this one is a little update on something I spoke about in the last episode on the comparing myself to others episode. Now, during my psychotic rambling in the beginning, I was talking about how I was so proud of myself for putting on this basket on the back of my bike by myself. I was sounded so cool. I wanted to make myself sound so cool and independent. Like, oh, I just put this fucking basket on by myself. Dude, I'm so handy, man. I'm so handy, bro. I mean, I did put it on, but I mean, the work was fucking shoddy, which I did say in that episode too. I did say that if you call me to do anything for you, maintenance-wise, the work will be shoddy. And I fucking proved it with this bike basket, okay? Now, so I ended up putting it on by myself, like I said. Now I'm riding around with it for a few days. Now, any normal person would realize that this bike basket was loose. Why? Because I didn't screw it in with a screwdriver or a drill. Why?
Bitch, because you dumb.
Because I'm fucking dumb. When I got the package with the bike basket in it, it came with these screws. It came with these little things that I don't even know what they're called. I wouldn't even know what they're called. Came with a few different things, and I just ended up screwing everything in with my fingers. And I thought that it was good. It was tight enough for me. It was fine. It was a little wobbly. I will say that it was a little wobbly. Part of it would kind of come up if you pulled it up a little bit, but it was on. But, I mean, it was pretty fucking clear that it was loose because, first of all, I drive recklessly already. And you could just tell when you would hear me drive around that the thing was just bouncing up and down. I would jump off. I would come off a curb, jump onto a curb, go over a speed bump. You could just hear the thing ka-cling, ka-cling, ka-cling. But to me, it was fine. I was like, oh, it's on. It's whatever. Well, a couple of days went by. A couple of trips went by. And eventually, I came back with a few things, some water and some snacks at about 5 o'clock in the morning. And next thing I know, I feel like this weight, like shift, I guess, on the bike behind me. And I look back and the fucking bike basket is just hanging off of the back of the bike. And I'm just like, oh, man. So I got to jump off the bike. It's like hanging on by two screws. Two of the screws popped off because they weren't tightened right.
Bitch,
because
you dumb.
Because I'm fucking dumb. And they weren't tightened right. They weren't even tightened at all. They were just basically placed in there and just, I don't even know what the word is. I just screwed them in with my hands. So now there's screws, two screws popped out and it's hanging off the back. Now I got to jump off the bike in the middle of the fucking sidewalk. Thank God nobody's watching me thinking about, oh, wow, look at this idiot with this damn bike basket. So I put it, I flip it back, and now I have to ride back to my house holding it with one hand. As I come to my house, I'm like, okay, this thing's gotta be stable. This thing's gotta be all right. I can let go so I can make a turn or something. While I'm letting go to make this fucking turn, the shit flies off again. The bike basket flies off now. All the stuff comes out of the basket and rolls into the street. Three waters go flying into the street. One goes one way, one goes the other way. And now I'm like, oh my God, I look like even more of an idiot. People are driving by now. I just look like such a jackass. Such a jackass. Now I gotta jump off the bike, go grab the stuff. I ended up retrieving two of the waters. One of the waters was never... I never got it. Hopefully somebody got it that needed it. And now I have to basically just walk in the house feeling like a jackass. Now I know that I can never use this fucking bike basket again because I don't have any more. I don't know where the screws are. They popped out.
Do you even realize how fucking stupid you truly are, you dumb fucking bitch?
I do. Okay? So after that, I got it put on by a professional. He ended up doing the job. The guy that was supposed to help me with it before that I couldn't wait for because I have no patience. Since I have no patience, I ended up putting the damn thing on myself. And look what happened. Look what happened. Okay? Look what happened. He ended up doing it. He did it right. And now I can transport my items safely on my bike without the damn thing falling off. And let me tell you, when he actually put it on, I figured out, I found out what it felt like to actually screw something in. And let me tell you, that bad boy ain't going nowhere, okay? Unlike with the shoddy work that I did, where the thing was bouncing up and down and moving all over the place. What a jerk. That should prove to you right there that Gritty don't know best. Gritty don't know shit sometimes. All right. Well, I hope those two little stories entertained you. I'm going to get up out of here. Hopefully, episode 7 will be better and it won't be cursed. You can hit me up at Gritty, at It's Gritty Bitch on Instagram and Twitter. I'll see you next time. Much love.